Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and I am joined today, as I am every Friday, by Perry Chamber Director Bob Wilson. Bob, thank you as always for coming in.
It's the best part of the start of my weekend.
Exactly. So some stuff going on as far as the Chamber is concerned. The car show is coming up. We are just about to the end of July here, Bob.
I can tell by the heat, I'll tell you. Holy smokes.
So that is coming up on August 4th. What is the current status of the Perry Cruise?
It seems like the word's getting out there. You know, Dave Wright, our board member, is really kind of spearheading this. He's been to over 12, 15 car shows or whatever he was saying, and he's shooting for 150 cars. We are a little short on local cars. So like we said last time, we're going to have like a local award or something like that where even if your car's not completely 100% done or I don't know, you know, just get out there and get involved. Come down. You're going to pull into Warford Street, so we're going to have 2nd Street closed from Willis basically to Lucinda, and then portions of Warford from 1st to 3rd or to the bank drive-through. But if we have 150 cars, we're going to be sticking them all over the place. So this could potentially be an awesome showcase for downtown. Pat Graney is going to be the DJ at Josh Davis Plaza. Son, you can buy beer and wine from him inside his place, but then enjoy it on the plaza as well. All kinds of fun stuff. Jim Von Baron's trophies. If you haven't seen it, check out our Facebook page, Perry Chamber. They're sweet. I mean, this guy's creative genius is insane. So, you know, there'll be some cruise bucks for those that enter the show, and you can use those at the local restaurants as well. So, you know, it's all about getting people out and about, showcasing the cultural district, but also just, you know, showcasing your car, your bike, your motorcycle. Heck, I don't know if you got a cool tractor. We'll find a place to park it. If it's got wheels, we'll get you there. So, it's coming around the corner. It could potentially be hot, so just use your head. Right now, I think Dave's telling me it's not going to be scorcher, but it's a little far out. But, you know, it's a great program. This will be, our third year, and we're really excited to be a part of it and really promote it. And, again, just come on out. It's a $10 donation to the Relay for Life team or at the Masonic Home if you want to enter the show, and you could potentially win an amazing Jim Von Baron original trophy.
All right. Well, if that doesn't convince you to join, then I don't know what will. So next, I wanted to ask you about the Town and Craft Building. Now, this is moving forward with becoming a shared office space, and even your chamber office is going to be in there, correct?
Yep. So we've been working with the city of Perry and the chamber off and on for, it's all probably been over a year and a half or so now, toying with the idea of what to do with the Town Craft space. That's the building on the corner of Willis and 2nd Street. We've come up with this co-working design. We visited a few of them. We've done our research. We're going to start real slow and kind of move into this. But essentially what this does is provides various levels of office space for people in business. So there will be a couple of locked offices. There'll be some open spaces. There's the meeting rooms. There's a high-speed internet. There's access to a high-end copy machine. You know, things like that that maybe you don't have in your current business, or maybe you're just starting, or maybe you just, you know, you work from home and you just need some peace and quiet. So we're going to try to provide that with the Towncraft co-working space. The chamber office will move from the corner we're in now to that building as well. We'll be right in the reception area there. It's going to be a little bit of a change for us. We love our office space that we have right now. Very beautiful, but I think it could be better utilized with some of the city staff in there. And it'll also give us the opportunity to kind of manage or oversee the co-working space. So if you want to know more information, contact me or Sven Peterson, the city administrator. He's kind of spearheading this as well. Can tell you the rates and some of the requirements and expectations. But what we're trying to do is just promote business and entrepreneurship. So if you need a space, let us know and we're going to work with you.
All right. Well, it sounds like a good opportunity for anyone willing to take advantage of it. Next, let's talk about last night's third farmer's market in the Josh Davis Plaza. How has it been going so far?
Hot.
Oh, definitely hot, yes.
You know, this is the way it goes, too. It's not fair. We moved it from a nice facility downtown, and it's just been hotter than all get out. But, you know, it's hot everywhere, and that's just what it is in July. So, you know, we've gone from about 3 to 4 vendors to potentially over 15 vendors in a very short amount of time. And this is what happens when you get a couple of board members, especially Emily Leslie, who's passionate and dedicated to making this work. And she's really seeing the value in not only making the market better, but bringing people downtown, giving people something to do, you know, giving our residents, you know, the popcorn stands open. She's part of the farmer's market. You know, produce, there's a great guy that's down there with crafts and pocket knives. I don't know what else he's got down there, but you know, the kids seem to love it. So I think it's going great. The vendors are expanding. The sales are getting higher. We're working out the tweaks and the bugs about parking and all that fun stuff. But, you know, just be patient and really slow down and take time to enjoy the surroundings. I mean, it's beautiful. You know, last week we went and grabbed some awesome tomatoes and made some BLTs. And, you know, there's potential for all that stuff. I know the lady that sells eggs show up early because she sold out of eggs by 5:15. So, you know, that's what it's all about, is giving these people an opportunity to sell, but also giving us an opportunity to make some good, healthy food choices as well. So please don't forget, every Thursday, 4 to 7, Josh Davis Plaza. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, whatever, contact me or I'll put you in touch with Emily. But, you know, we're chugging away. And it's right now, the cool thing is we're having a problem with where are we going to put all the people. And that's what should happen, you know. And then eventually we'll figure it out. So I'm excited. I love the farmer's market. I've loved it since the Chamber's taken it over. But, man, I'm really proud of where it's at right now.
Yeah, so sounds like even though it's been hot, it's done exactly what you were hoping it would.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of a sting every once in a while to change things. But other than that, you know, it's for the better. And if it's not for the better, not bettering the community or the membership, we'll really take a look at that. And I know there's a few people that disagree, but there is a lot younger population. There's a newer demographic of people, the new people, you know, and it's, that's just great. So we're excited to have everybody involved in the market.
All right. Well, one last thing to talk about. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about it, because obviously people, if they've been listening to us at all since yesterday, they know that you have tendered your resignation as the Perry Chamber director. So take us through the timeline as far as your resignation is concerned.
Yeah, it's going to be as easy and smooth as the transition as possible. I truly am sad to go from the Chamber. It's time for me to advance my professional career in another avenue, and it's just the right time to do it. We have a great board. We're moving offices. It just kind of makes sense. Timeline is just going to be that. You know, I'm going to offer my assistance to the utmost that I can to my potential, because I want to ensure it a smooth transition, because I do believe in the Chamber. I love the events, and I'm not going to leave anybody high and dry. There's still a lot of work to be done on my end with getting stuff organized on as far as checklists and what to do for events and things that, you know, after 6 years of doing them, you just kind of do them. And I want to make sure that we translate that well and communicate that well. So, you know, it'll be a week or two, and then I'll still be here. I'm not going anywhere to offer some kind of a consultation or whatever you want to call it. But great board, a great dedicated group of people. I'm on board. It's the time to change, but it's going to be sad to go. But I really see that it's just going to make the Chamber even better. So they're just going to keep fighting the good fight and making sure that we continue to promote Perry business.
All right. Well, there's a lot more to discuss as far as that's concerned. So what do you say we bring you in next Monday and talk about a little more?
I'll talk about all as many more times as I can get on the radio, the better.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that. But for now, Bob, thank you so much for joining me this Friday.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Bob Wilson. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen Monday for part two. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.